Good morning. Merry Christmas. 190 in the songbook, Ring the Bells. Ring the bells, ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ was born in Bethlehem many years ago. Born to die that man might live, came to earth new life to give. Born of Mary, born so low, many years ago. God the Father gave His Son, gave His own beloved one, to this wicked, sinful earth, to bring mankind His love new birth. Ring the bells, ring the bells, let the whole world know. Christ the Savior lives today, as He did so long ago. Thank you. Good singing this morning. Let's pray together as we open our service. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for this wonderful love that believers in the Lord Jesus Christ get to experience. And we revisit it every year. And it's this gracious undertaking that You had in mind before the world began, that You would redeem us through the person and work of Your beloved Son. The psalmist called the Son, the Messiah, the darling one, the darling child. And we, in the New Testament, are introduced to this only begotten, full of grace and truth. We needed it fully in both directions. We needed the grace that You gave, because we didn't deserve it. It was certainly something that we couldn't obtain for ourselves by any work or strength of our own. And yet it was also truth, full of grace and truth. And we know we have been deceived by the wicked one, and what's worse is that we've gone along for the wicked ride, and as the song has said, this wicked, sinful earth, we've sucked the bait in hook, line, and sinker, and Lord, we've walked away. We've turned everyone to his own way, and Lord, we needed a Savior, a Lamb that would take away our sin. And You laid upon Him the iniquity of us all. Lord, I know that is an Easter message, but we have the Easter message because of the Christmas message, that You sent Your Son to be the Savior of the world. You loved us in this way. Lord, anyone here, whosoever believeth in Him shall have everlasting life. Lord, only You could offer it because only You're eternal. Lord, You could offer it because You gave Your infinite Son, and we can rest in Him. Lord, we gather in His name. We rejoice in His advent. We know that it is also a reminder that He is also to come again. And so we gather in His name together and ask Your blessing. And all God's people said, please be seated. 199, just the first verse. Love was when God became a man, locked in time and space, without rank or place. Love was God, born of Jewish kin, just a carpenter with some fishermen. Love was when man, Jesus walked in history. Lovingly he brought a new life that's free. Love was God, nailed to bleed and die, to reach and love one such as I. Thank you. We don't do this lightly in terms of Advent, okay? It is kind of funny, I approach this as a Baptist, and we're not necessarily ritualistic and traditional in terms of having an Advent wreath and three purple candles and one rose candle and all of a sudden the white candle. But we've tried to do a good job in terms of the laying out in front of you what the meaning of the candles are. We, of course, talk about expectation, prophetic fulfillment, the honor of God fulfilling his promises, that's one. Then we talk about the Prince of Peace, not only a promise, but an offer, and that is the peace of God that passes understanding, and that's the second candle. We've done it this way. And traditionally, it is in a different order in some places, but they mix them up too. So we've done it in an order that is known. You know, we've started with hope, we go to peace, then to joy, and we express joy in multiple ways because the New Testament gospel gives the story of Christmas in terms of joy, in terms of rejoicing, in terms of, I was struck this week by just thinking about it, the joy of Elizabeth and Zacharias, all of a sudden getting the positive pregnancy test. Now, I don't know what that looked like way back when, but wouldn't you agree that it would be quite crazy? And to think Zacharias and Elizabeth looked romantically into each other's eyes and said, we've been trying this long, and it's just, please let that floor you. We talk about John the Baptist as proof for why we believe conception is the start of the infant, and that's why we don't believe in abortion. We also talk about Elizabeth and Zacharias having intimacy for a lifetime of marriage and being surprised by, oh, and this can bring forth a son. Wow. And this world in this day and age is so, they're so cynical and hypocritical and antithetical to everything that we believe that they can't even grasp a simple Christmas story of a humble priest and his barren wife coming together and bringing forth this was their specific spiritual role in all of history. I'm floored by that. What was I going to say about the other thing? Oh, today's candle is the one about love. And so we'll get to that. And this will be special for today. Down from his glory, ever-living story, my God and Savior came, and Jesus was his name. Born in a manger, to his own a stranger, a man of sorrows, tears, and agony. Sunshine, my all in all, the great Creator became my Savior, and all God.
God's fullness dwelleth in him. What condescension, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night not one faint hope in sight. God gracious, tender, laid aside his splendor, stooping to woo, to win, to save my soul. Ah, I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. Became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him. Without reluctance, flesh and blood his substance, he took the form of man, revealed God's hidden plan. Oh, glorious mystery, sacrifice at Calvary. And now I know he is the great I am. Oh, I love him, how I adore him, my breath, my sunshine, my all in all. Became my Savior, and all God's fullness dwelleth in him.
All right. Thank you, Wilma. And away in the manger. Had a high-pitched, loud one, and now we're going to softly put people to sleep, right?
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the poor baby wakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky, and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all thy tender care, and take us to
thank you. All right, thank you. greatness and majesty, manhood and deity, in perfect harmony, the man who is God, Lord of eternity, dwells in humanity, kneels in humility, and washes our feet. Oh, what a mystery, meekness and majesty, bow down and worship, for this is your God. Wisdom unsearchable, God the invisible, love indestructible, in frailty appears. Lord of infinity, stooping so tenderly, lifts our humanity to the heights of his throne. Oh, what a mystery, meekness and majesty, bow down and worship, for this is your God.